Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar, and Humboldt's lone representative at the 2024 Drake Relays, senior Ashlyn Works. Our first guest is Humboldt girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. The team is 5-4 overall and 4-3 in the North Central Conference, most recently falling to Iowa Falls Alden 2-0 Thursday night. I caught up with Mooney after the match in Iowa Falls to discuss the loss and the road ahead.
First of all, I think our girls showed up to compete. The last three games, I think, have been settled by 1 point, and last time it went to a shootout, and the time before that it went to a double shootout, and these are two pretty even teams, and so we knew that this would likely come down to one goal, one mistake. And so I thought our girls did a good job of being focused all night and staying on point and not allowing the one dumb thing to happen. Soccer is a long game and a lot of time and a lot of chances for you to make a mental mistake or just maybe even make a physical mistake. And our kids didn't do that tonight. They were locked in. They did a nice job defensively. We found our chances offensively. Unfortunately, we didn't break through. You know, I don't know that they did legally either. That's kind of how it works sometimes. And, you know, we hold a line defensively. We do a pretty good job of it. I have a couple of, you know, very experienced players in there. Actually, four very experienced players in there. You know, they do a really good job of holding that line. And sometimes in soccer, refs blow a call and, you know, they're off by about 5 yards and then it turns into a run out and we can't catch them. So, but that's how it works. You know, they have a two-man crew. They're struggling to just be in the right position at the right time. And I said my piece and that's, you know, how it goes, you know. So we know that holding that line is kind of dangerous business sometimes because they don't always get called. And so that's kind of how it worked. You know, more importantly, I thought our kids played really well. They were focused. Like I said, you know, they're up for the challenge. Iowa Falls is a good team. We gave them all the thick and handle and we just didn't quite get the right end of it.
Another close battle with Iowa Falls Alden. We've seen back-to-back matches where you've gone the distance in both of them and falling by one goal. You play almost 72 minutes of scoreless soccer here today. Talk to your team over there for a long period of time afterwards. What was the message to them after a tough loss like this to the reigning NCC champs who you had on the ropes twice?
The message is that, you know, we're doing a lot of the right things, you know, and we keep doing the right things. We're just, when you play good teams, you got to be right all the time. And, you know, I think our kids are getting the message. They work hard. It's unfortunate. Sometimes it doesn't break your way in a game. Sadly, you know, the last three times it hasn't broken our way against Iowa Falls, but it's not because it wasn't good games to watch or good games to be involved in, you know. So hopefully we learn our lessons and keep trying to figure it out. But, you know, I think we're doing a good job defensively of pressing up and challenging, you know, the other team's offense to actually win it. And I think we're doing a good job offensively of getting better at creating scoring opportunities for ourselves and connecting passes. So, like, those are the things we want to just keep getting better at. And if we can keep getting better at that, the rest of it kind of takes care of itself. It's frustrating, you know, I won't lie. That's the break sometimes, you know, you don't get to win them all. You do hope that you can go out and play well every time.
Talked about last year was more about finding positions for the kids. And now you see the competitiveness that this team has had now with the top team in the conference and the year that you have had so far here in 2024. What have you seen from the growth in this team?
You know, it starts with their ability to play with the ball at their feet. You know, I think we're a little more comfortable this year than we were last in terms of, you know, settling in and, you know, trying to look up and create the next pass or think about the next pass. And I think we've got kids in the right positions. I think some of them are in sort of natural positions and they haven't really moved much, but we've moved some pieces around just to try to maximize our lineup. I think our lineup of a 4-3-3 with three midfielders and three forwards has helped us create some offense and not give up too much defensively. I think our defense is really good night in and night out. We make it tough for the other teams to score most of the time. You know, that allows us to push somebody else up into the forward court, and then that way we can maybe find a little bit more offense. And then our forwards do a nice job of coming back and helping us defend from time to time. Just the same way we want our defense to push up, we expect our forwards to come back and help us. So it kind of makes up for the one less midfielder both sides.
Next game coming up, you've got Marshalltown. That's going to be quite a drive down there. What are you looking from your team here?
It's getting out of the conferences. It's always tough. You know, you bounce back and forth between teams you know really well and teams you don't know at all. Marshalltown, it's the first time we played them ever, as far as I know. And so, certainly in soccer. And so it'll be a learning experience. I checked them out on Quick Stats. They look pretty decent. I know that they've had some pretty good scores against comparable teams. So we'll have to see what it looks like when we actually play them, though. So that'll be a learning on the field moment, I think.
Well, Coach, looking forward to seeing you guys bounce back the long trip down to Marshalltown.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Our next guest is Humboldt Head Boys Soccer Coach Joe Hadar. Humboldt has gotten off to a fast start in the 2024 season as the NCC race starts to heat up as Humboldt looks to win its third straight NCC title. I sat down with Hadar to discuss the season.
I think everybody thinks we're the weakest undefeated team in the state. This is not a bad place to be. You look at our schedule rating, I think it's in the mid-100s. But, you know, you got to win the game. And so I'm happy with the progress the guys are making, and they're doing well. I think I've said that, you know, it's great when you got to win, but you feel like you've got a lot of things that you can work on in practice, and that's been happening a lot. So I hope that we're getting a lot of player development out of it, and that goes for on and off the field. You know, we've got to have guys attending school regularly, being there for classes, being on time for classes, doing all the right stuff in school. If we're not doing the right stuff in school, then the soccer stuff doesn't matter. You know, it's been more of an issue this year than it has probably for the last 3 or 4 years, but, you know, it crops up occasionally, and you try to work with the guys and make them see the importance of what they're doing in the classroom. And that's been probably a much bigger focus for us this season than it has in the last couple of years.
Finally, got some non-conference action with Fort Dodge.
We like playing Fort Dodge. A lot of the kids play in the Fort Dodge Soccer Association, and that really keeps our middle school program going. It's a lot like Webster City. All the players know each other. They're friends. It's a great rivalry. You know, it's intense on the field, but in the end, everybody shakes their hands, and they all enjoy playing. Some of our guys are still playing with the Chaos Travel Teams from Fort Dodge. In fact, our coach, Gustavo Murtha, is one of the Fort Dodge Travel Team coaches. So, you know, when it gets to be regional like that, and especially probably in a sport like soccer, there's a lot of cooperation. Historically, it's been a big challenge. I think they beat us probably 10 or 12 years straight when we started the program, and now we've won a bunch in a row. You know, it's nice to see us competing against a school that's going out and playing bigger schools. No matter what Fort Dodge's record is, they're going to be a tough team for us to beat. We had a good game that night, and it went pretty well for us.
You match up with Iowa Falls Alden. Bit of a nail-biter there where you had to come from behind. Do you think that was a good experience, having to play from behind and at least getting that experience of having to dig out of a hole?
If the freshmen and sophomores want to know what it feels like to be yelled at by me, it was great. But one of those situations I alluded to earlier about the things that are happening in the classroom, and some start suspensions and, you know, some other things occurred. So we were 7 starters short by the time game time came around. And looking at their record, looking at our record, we felt pretty confident with our younger players coming in and filling in. And we got a great start. We got an early goal, and then we got a penalty kick and unfortunately missed the shot. It went wide. You know, dominated stats, which we've done most of the year, but they've got a fast guy, and he got a goal right away. And then so it was 1-1 at halftime. We were able to play some of the guys we'd suspended in the second half, and we got a goal from one of those guys and then finished it up. Actually, we were down 2-1 after Valley Davis scored the first goal. Great left-footed shot. We finished up with 2 more goals in the second half and won 3-2. And, you know, we had to stick with most of the starters. And like I said, that was mostly freshmen and sophomores. So it was a great night for those guys to get experience. And I saw a lot of guys, you know, who we were kind of wondering, can they do it? And they can do it. So that's a good omen for next year for us.
Well, I know you like to get use out of the bench, getting them experience in these matches during the regular season. But to take a situation like that and to turn it into a positive, you had to be pretty pleased with what you saw from the effort from the younger group.
Johnny Hayden jumps to mind. He had to play his first varsity game, played pretty much the whole game, did an outstanding job at right back for us. Valley Davis was solid in defense. The big guy was Braden Swanson coming in, having never played varsity goalie and then having to put in a full 80 minutes. And we talked about the 2 goals. Maybe with Carson in, those would have been less likely to go in, but you've got to have a backup. So it's great to get Braden some experience there, and who knows what's going to happen down the road. So that's what we're looking at, is every place where we can get people in. Nico Christensen, I heard really good things about him, and now starting to see that halfway through the season. So it'll be interesting to see how Nico progresses in the midfield. There's a lot of those guys, those sophomores and freshmen. Like I said, going back to the Fort Dodge story, they're playing on the travel team going down to Fort Dodge. They're used to playing together. So Coleman, McIntyre, Gears, Christensen, that whole group of freshmen, sophomore, Johnny, a bunch of people I'm not mentioning, you know, then these are guys still just sitting on the bench, but we see them playing the JV, and our JV went out and played a solid game against pretty much against the same guys we were playing against. The youth are looking good, and it was nice to get them a lot of playing time.
Around the halfway point of the season now, are you starting to see this team come together?
The good thing is we got another big challenge going down to Nevada next week on May 4th for a really high-quality tournament down there, and I think that's going to be another chance to see how we do. We finished the season with games against Webster City and Storm Lake, so that's going to be a great challenge for us. We're just trying to play the soccer that we can play and be the best students that we can be, and I got two great assistants. Coach Murtha is, you know, taking them to another level on the soccer, where, you know, his experience is just amazing, and Coach Beach is in there every day checking on where they're at and what they're doing in school and their progress, and I'm trying to support both those guys 110% in their efforts, because, you know, they're trying to make better young men out of these soccer players, and that's hopefully what high school sports is all about. You know, teamwork, we talk about that a lot. When we see them and it's not clicking, 11 individuals out there are not going to perform like a team of 11 working together. So I think every coach's goal every season is to see how far along that path you can get, still keeping it positive and upbeat, and the kids having a good time with it, and they're definitely enjoying the season, and I think they're learning a bunch of stuff, even if sometimes it's accidentally. So we're having a great year, and we're trying to not just have a winning program, but have a quality program.
If there's one thing to work on for this program, what's going to be the focus here down the rest of the way of the regular season?
Our soccer. I mean, our passing game and our ability to keep possession of the ball. We're going to run into teams that are more physical than us, for sure, but we don't really depend on that to win. We'll play at the physical level that's allowed, but we're going to try to pass the ball around you. We're going to try to create chances, and we're going to try to finish those chances. What's happening in soccer today is really amazing. Sports going through a renaissance where everything's changing, and we're developing that, but we don't have the skill level that you see at the pro level. So we're willing to take chances and see how it goes. That's what we're trying to do, is show the guys that working as a team is a lot better than trying to individually get it done. We'll see how successful we are.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time here, and want to wish you best of luck the rest of the way here in the 2024 season.
Always good to talk to you, Matt, and appreciate how much you guys do covering sports for Humboldt.
Our next guest is Humboldt senior Ashlyn Works. Works was the lone representative for Humboldt in the 2024 Drake Relays, as she would place 13th in the discus with a throw of 120 feet and 3 1/4 inches. I caught up with Works after the Drake Relays to discuss her performance and experience.
You know, it was very exciting for me. You know, the weather conditions weren't really ideal, but I was proud of myself. I went out there and I did the best I could with the conditions that there were.
Your senior year to qualify to get to compete at the Drake Relays, what does that mean to you?
You know, to me, it's just very special, because this is what I've been working hard at during the off season, just to be able to get down to Drake to compete against all these other really good athletes to help get me ready for conference and then state qualifier and then hopefully state coming up.
To be 13th best in the state across all classes at Drake.
So originally I was going in as the 12th seed, and I thought that 13th for me wasn't bad because, again, you know, the weather conditions weren't very good, but I was very happy with the performance that I had, and just being able to be with some of the top throwers in the state is just, it's amazing.
With this experience, I know you talk about your aspirations ahead. How do you think this experience getting to compete in that type of environment is going to benefit you going forward?
I feel like this environment helped me get like a lot of recognition from college coaches, because there were a lot of college coaches there, and I am hoping to throw in college in the future. So I'm hoping that this just really kind of gets my name out there and just helps me to get to where I want to go.
Now that you competed down at the Drake Relays, what are the goals and next steps for you as you look to move on here in this season?
Just really get back to work in the gym. There are some things that I can improve on, and I would love to get them improved on before conference and especially state qualifiers, just so I have a better chance at state, and I want to also place in the top three at state this year.
And then last question, Ashlyn, what will you remember most about getting the opportunity to compete at the Drake Relays in your senior year?
Oh, wow. I feel like I will remember just like how proud everyone was of me, my coaches, my teammates, just everyone in the community as well, telling me congratulations and everything. I feel like that's what I'll remember most about this opportunity, but also just being in the environment, knowing and that I'm surrounded by some of the top athletes in the state, that environment is just really huge for me.
Well, congratulations, Ashlyn, again on making it down there and placing 13th, and wish you best of luck throughout the rest of the high school season here.
Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.